Indonesia with news. Indonesian Jordan have agreed to strengthen cooperation in the field of agriculture, and President Prabowo Subianto specifically expressed Indonesia's interest in learning from the advancement of agricultural technology in Jordan. Prabowo also revealed his plan to purchase fertilizers from Jordan. Russia has set 5 priority export sectors to Indonesia, including mining, oil and gas, agriculture, smart city technology, and consumer products. This initiative is carried out while pushing for the completion of a free trade agreement through the Eurasian Economic Commission. This was revealed by Director General of the Russian Export Center, Veronica Nikishina, at the Russia-Indonesia Business Forum in Jakarta. Let's know that was the Gizmo Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon from Jakarta. Steve is on the mic right after lunchtime, and the Voice of Indonesia is ready with a lot of things from our country, like the, our culture, some of this related to Indonesia, and all this you can listen on our website, voanews.id, through audio or even video streaming, and also from the application at EBTL, available for Android and also iOS. And I'd like to play one of the songs that has been so viral recently, a rendition of You'll Be My Heart by Nikki. So stay tuned on other words of this Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, we wish you to enjoy the song, one piece of Kwanchung song that we take from the music corner, Andy Riani with Angin Rindu, or The Way of Longing. And you, of course, you can listen to this on the Honest Radio, of course, the application, LRE Digital, that can be downloaded for your Android, also iOS gadgets. And in the application, you can only listen to The Voice of Indonesia. But instead, you can listen to all stations from across Indonesia while listening to our podcasts. And also, sharing your comments or questions, or maybe even chatting with fellow listeners right on the live chat section that you can find when you open the video or audio player. So what are you waiting for? If you want to know more about Radio Republic of Indonesia, just download the application at RE Digital. Before perfect happiness comes to them, a quote from R.A. Kartini. Listener, Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally. As they believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated, with broad knowledge, have earned determination, never gave up, be religious and respectful to older people, be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love. And listener, that is quote of the day. President Prabowo Subianto has been visiting several countries, and recently in Qatar, our president revealed that Qatar has pledged to invest around $2 billion in the country's development and strategic projects through the investment management agency Danantara. Reported by Antaranews.com, the president made the announcement during a doorstep interview following his participation in the CEO forum held in Doha, Qatar on Sunday, and the president emphasized that the investment commitment reflects the success of his government's economic diplomacy and signals Qatar's willingness to elevate its partnership with Indonesia.
I'm sorry. Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Future, which apparently see less people traveling during the Eid al-Fitr holiday, but Let me tell you that the decrease was around 4.6%, but according to the Transportation Minister, Dodi Purwagandhi, this decrease in the number of travelers does not necessarily signal a weakening national economy. He said that this is not enough to definitely suggest a significant drop in people's purchasing power, saying that a more in-depth study is required to determine whether the decrease is truly due to economic factors or not. But he said that the Ministry of Transportation will continue monitoring related indicators before making any conclusions about the reasons behind the decline. And reliable news from Voice of the Nation, NRE station across the country, NRE.co.id is the answer. NRE.co.id is the official news portal of Radio Republic Indonesia, delivering you the latest, the most credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay informed for a trusted source only at NRE.co.id, your reliable online news portal. Or do not give up, and I want you not to go away. Because after this, we have a story about Karapan Sapi, the cow race, or buffalo race, from Madura.
Tak ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Kita pasti pernah dapatkan cobaan yang berat. Seakan hidup ini tak ada artinya lagi. Syukuri apa yang ada. Hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Tak ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Syukuri apa yang ada. Hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Tuhan pastikan menunjukkan kebesaran dan kuasanya bagi hambanya yang sabar dan tak pernah putus asa.
Special feature service production of Radio Republic Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture, originally from Madura Island.
Or Western Cup. Usually, bulls are pelleted with Madura gamelan traditional music.
Denon or Regency Level or President Club, it is not only about Krapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Krapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Krapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Krapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes, typically Sumenap or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's a red and white t-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear bangkon or Javanese hat gear, but this bangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special styles because bangkon for people and Krapan or palace are different. Which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Sudah siap mau masuk peserta ataupun mau diadu sebelum masuk peserta itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter start point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalanes or slab made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apeg, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entire chunk not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from foot to septenen, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemafiton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Krapan Sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using pakan.
Bull which uses a cane means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using the cane if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use a cane will not win against those using the cane, and it can be proved. Now there are two persons and I have used a cane since early 80s. The cane is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Bulls
for Madura people have two meanings. First, we told bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls quarrel. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
From
Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment, featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization develops. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, cowed kenny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era by using bulls. The second competition is Krab Praja. There are five kinds. First, Krab kenny. Secondly, Krab Praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is Krab Oncengan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is Krab Karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Krab. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is Krab Jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
In Indonesia, particularly in Madura.
The Voice of Indonesia. Make sure to follow our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, and TikTok, VOI_official. And you can find a lot of good talks by The Voice of Indonesia on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.